With a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Saturday morning, I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. State track and field galore yesterday, as you heard on both of our radio stations here with On The Go Media and Radio On The Go. First, though, let's talk a little softball and baseball. Softball yesterday saw Eagle Grove shut out Clarion Goldfield Dows 16-0. On the baseball side, the Belmont-Clemmie-Emmitsburg game was canceled. North Butler shut out Rockford in baseball 2-0. And South Hardin boys defeated the West Fork baseball crew 6-4 yesterday in Eldora. Well, the Grundy Center track and field teams added more state titles, highlighting Friday's action at the Girls and Boys State Track and Field Championships, Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Jason Eaton reports.
Jason Eaton here reporting for Radio On The Go Sports in Des Moines at Drake Stadium. Some final results from this day two, session two, to pass along before we wrap up the highlights of the day. First of all, a crowd, 15,267 in attendance. That's sixth all time for a Friday here at the Iowa State Track and Field Championships. And for the final events here of the session two, the boys 4x400 preliminary, Grundy Center finishes first place. They qualify for the final with a time of 3:21.19. Applington Parkersburg also qualifying for the final with a time of 3:22.16. And a 13th place finish for Dyke New Hartford in the boys 4x400 prelim. Looking at some highlights of the day. Again, these are not all inclusive. You can check out radioonthego.com for all of our results, but let's start with Class 1A and the girls 4x200. West Fork finishes in second place. The girls 100 meter prelims, Gladbrook Rhinebeck's Kennedy Brandt. She'll qualify for the final with a sixth place finish. And in the girls 400 hurdles, Kennedy Brandt again with Gladbrook Rhinebeck qualifying or finishing fourth, with a time of 1:04.83. The girls 4x400 prelim, Class 1A, AGWSR, they are into the final. The West Fork 4x400 girls, they are into the final tomorrow with a fifth place finish. The Class 1A boys 400 hurdles from Colonesco, Jack Angel, finishes in seventh place with a personal best time of 55.17 seconds. And West Fork's Dax Sunken in the boys' discus finishes in fourth place with a throw of 162 feet, 8 inches. And that is going to be a new West Fork school record that Dax set about a week ago and broke it here at the championships. The 4x400 prelims in the Class 1A for East Marshall, they are on to the finals with a time of 3:26.21. Let's move to Class 2A. The girls high jump, Grundy Center, Allison Cock, a podium finish in first place with a jump of 5'8". Again, first place podium finish for Allison from Cock from Grundy Center. In the girls distance medley, Grundy Center, first place. In the girls 100 hurdles from Iowa Falls Alden, Izzy Jansen, she is into the finals with a time of 15.08 seconds. Third place finish in the prelim, on to the finals. Dyke New Hartford's girls 4x200 team, they finish third. South Hardin girls 4x200 team, fourth place finish and a season best time of 1:44.03. The girls 4x400 prelims, Dyke New Hartford, they are into the final. And for the boys in Class 2A, the boys distance medley of Applington Parkersburg finishes in fourth place with a time of 3:32.64. And Grundy Center's boys distance medley, a second place finish with a time of 3:29.12. The boys 400 hurdles, Applington Parkersburg, Owen Prusner finishes sixth with a personal best time of 54.68 And Grundy Center's Judd Jarofsky finishes in fourth place in the boys' 400 hurdles. The boys' 110 hurdles prelim, Pete Lebo, he is qualified for the finals tomorrow. And in the boys' high jump for Iowa Falls Alden, Brody McNeil with a podium finish, second place jump of 6'5". And to round things out in Class A, another podium finish, Bo Morton from Hampton Dumont Cal in the shot put throws a distance of 56'6.5" to give him that second place finish and the ability to stand up on the podium and represent Hampton Dumont Cal. That's some of the highlights from today. Again, you can catch all the results at radioonthego.com. We'll be back for Championship Saturday. That'll include all the classes at 9 a.m. And for Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Jason Eaton reporting.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. Great job, guys, down there. And you can find interviews at Radio On The Go's YouTube channel as well if you want to go back and watch those. A world champion quarterback, All-Americans, a national champion, an institutional pioneer, and legendary voices highlight the UNI Intercollegiate Athletics Hall of Fame Class of 2026. The 2026 class, the 41st in the history of the university's athletic department, will recognize individuals who competed for eight different sport programs for the Panthers, as well as an announcing duo with decades of experience bringing UNI sporting events to life. This year's class includes Super Bowl champion and NFL Most Valuable Player Kurt Warner, as well as All-American swimmer Mark Crouch, national champion wrestler Jim Sanford, volleyball legend Ashton Stelkin, and women's athletic trailblazer and three-sport athlete Kay Whitaker Week. Standout women's golfer Hannah Bermerl will also be honored as the Merlin Taylor Academic Award winner, and radio play-by-play broadcaster Gary Rima and public address announcer Bob Justice. Again, the UNI Athletics Hall of Fame inductees coming up for 2026. Iowa State football receiver Evan Boyd says he has been focused on run blocking since joining the Cyclone program. Boyd has began his career at Central Michigan before playing at Michigan State a year ago.
My ability to block, obviously, I think I take pride in that. You know, if I'm not blocking, I'm probably not going to get the ball. You know what I'm saying? So just taking pride in blocking, and then, you know, what comes with that, well, you know, catching the football, stuff like that.
With a new coaching staff and so many new Cyclone players, the receiver group at Iowa State is an interesting mix right now.
It's been cool. You have guys from every different level, trying to prove themselves. So, everybody can play. You know, if you could play, you could play. So, just the level of competition with that has been really good.
And the Cyclones return to campus in just a few days to begin summer workouts. Of course, today, as Jason mentioned, a big day of championship Saturday at the state track and field meet in Des Moines. Let's take a look at who will be competing today at 9 a.m. AGWSR in West Fork in the girls' sprint medley relay final. Also, Applington Parkersburg in that event on the girls' side, and Dyke, New Hartford, and Grundy Center, and South Hardin on the boys' sprint medley side. Applington Parkersburg and Grundy Center will be competing. In the girls' 800-meter run, Piper Smith will be in the finals at 10:35 today for AGWSR. Also in that event, it'll be Grace Storion of Grundy Center, Raylan Steinmeier of Grundy Center running, as well as on the boys' 800 finals, Traeger Pakey of North Butler, Emerson Volks of Grundy Center. In the girls' shuttle hurdle relay, we have one girls' team that will be running for the championship, and that is Applington Parkersburg's quartet of Adria Allen, Malia Rankin, Megan Junker, and Ava Eddy. That's at 11:48 a.m. today. And then crossing noontime into the boys' shuttle hurdle relay for North Butler with Jack Bartles, also Bryce Schroeder, Jack Thorne, and Cameron Bartles. Taking a look at the girls' 100-meter dash finals, Applington Parkersburg's Ella Butcher has made it there, so she will run at just before 1 o'clock today, that's scheduled, along with Dyke New Hartford's Chloe Paulson in the 100, Ava Heron in the girls' 100 final as well. Cameron Bartles in the boys' 100-meter dash finals will run for North Butler at 1:05. Iowa Falls Alden involved in the girls' 3A 100 with Isabel Jansen. And Pete Lebo will run in the high hurdles for the Grundy Center boys at 1:38. Chloe Paulson for Dyton Hartford in the girls' 200-meter dash at 2:23. Cameron Bartles in the boys' 200 for North Butler at 2:30. Ezra Ameline for North Butler will be in the boys' 1,600-meter run. Some still call it the mile run. That'll take place at 3:10 p.m. today. Emerson Volks for Grundy Center in the boys' 1,600-meter run as well. And then getting toward the end of the meet, the girls 4x400-meter finals, AGWSR and West Fork girls, along with Dyke New Hartford and Grundy Center, have all made it to the finals, respectively, and Applington-Parkersburg boys, along with the Grundy Center boys, in the 4x400 to complete the meet today. Good luck to all our area participants, which will be featured on the upcoming Sports Beat programs this morning here on KLMJ and 99 The Wave. On the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat, we will have interviews with Hampton Dumont Cal soccer players as well. Along after their playoff win over Humboldt, they'll be featured along with season preview interviews with Hampton Dumont Cal softball coach Kelsey Enslin Vogel and Clarksville softball coach Katie Berman. And the Sports Beat at 8:30 here on KLMJ. We'll have more interviews, including some tennis interviews on 99 The Wave with the Brothers Market Sports Beat at 10 a.m. And on-demand programs can be found at radioonthego.com as always. And, of course, it is Memorial Weekend. We have graduation coming up tomorrow on 99 The Wave with Iowa Falls Alden. And, of course, we also have the Memorial Day services on Monday here on both KLMJ and 99 The Wave KQCR. You have a blessed weekend. We hope you have a safe and fun one. And remember those who have served. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting.